This episode is sponsored by the On with Origins podcast. Learn how crediting experts conquer today's toughest challenges while driving measurable results. Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show. Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of the Underground Collision. This time it's the CUSO Mayhem. They've kind of the subtitle there. Mm-hmm. And here we have in our makeshift studio lounge is Steph Luck from Trellin. Steph, how are you?
I'm doing great, Mike. How about you?
I'm doing great, I think, is this the first time we met in person,
I think or so. Okay. It's hard to believe because I've heard your voice for years. I feel like I already know you.
Oh, if that's a good thing or not.
It's a great thing.
Okay, all right. Well, I'm glad you're here. And mm-hmm. We just got out of the Underground Collision across the hall there, and you were one of the panelists on there.
What?
You're right on the fold here, Steph. So you're on there, relationship breakups. Oh my, this sounds emotional. Share with us what you guys talked about on that panel.
Oh, it was an awesome panel. All the panels were fantastic, but of course, you know, the relationship breakup one, just great topics. It was all around the conversation of, you know, what are we looking at CUSOs? Mm-hmm. Do we continue that relationship? Mm-hmm. Are we continuing to drive the industry forward? Are we letting loyalty sometimes stagnate our progress and innovation? And if we do look at CUSOs as a way to continue to drive our innovation and growth, what do we need to do to make sure we're really working as partners mm-hmm. and leveraging that really the benefit we have, because mm-hmm. banks don't have CUSOs, credit unions do. That's how they, you know, we can stay competitive and drive economies of scale. So lots of great points. I'm not even doing the whole panel justice by trying to summarize it, but I do believe it will be available online for folks to take a peek. So highly encourage you to check that out.
Yeah, expect that in a few days from the folks at Mitchell, Stankovic & Associates mm-hmm. who put on the Underground Collision. So what was your part on that panel? What did you, because it was kind of a debate, counterpoint type of thing. So what was your argument, if you will?
Mine was to consider mergers as a way to ensure that we grow together and stay together, especially with the pace of change. The number of CUSOs that we have, as an example, focus on lending. There's about 470.
Oh,
CUSOs are continuing to increase number-wise.
Over 1,000 now, right?
Yes. And credit unions, as we know, unfortunately, are decreasing. So my question was, will there be an inflection point where the number of CUSOs we have will no longer be able to be supported by the number of credit unions we have? Mm-hmm. And could we leverage some of the specialties and capabilities each CUSO has developed to get them to merge together mm-hmm. as a way to really leapfrog growth and innovation versus losing some of that competitive advantage mm-hmm. we might have if those CUSOs unfortunately have to go away?
Gotcha. Yeah, because that was the feeling. I was just at FinTech Meetup last week, mm-hmm. and that was the feeling, that was kind of the buzz in the hallways. It's like, there's too many fintechs out there, mm-hmm. and do we need all of these to support the banks and the credit unions out there? There's a lot, but anyway, that's a whole other show. I'll leave that to somebody else to talk about and debate, but I want to get your thoughts on CUSO as well, because mm-hmm. you guys are here and you're setting up your big booth. You said that's going to take an hour and a half, ladies and gentlemen. It's going to take her to set up that booth.
It's going to be a great team project. We'll see how we all get along after this IKEA type thing.
I told her she'd do a time lapse. So watch that.
Yes, we should.
So what are your thoughts on CUSO this year? Because they set a record attendance, so that's great.
I'm excited. Of course, you got to comb through the attendee list and see who's here well ahead of time. Mm-hmm. I'm excited to see some familiar faces, new faces. Looks like we've got some great breakout sessions. Mm-hmm. So, even coming here, man in the booth, I always like to get into the sessions and hear what everyone's talking about and continue to develop. So looks like it'll be a great week.
Indeed. All right, last question for you. Anything to report from Trellis? Anything new? I know because your conference is coming up here pretty soon. Indeed. Anything else you want to chat about on Trellis?
Definitely encourage you to check out the conference. Mm-hmm. This year I'm really, really excited because a huge focus is going to be on case studies, or I should say use cases, and having credit union panelists come on to say, you know what, we've got the data, we're starting to make progress, here's what we're actually doing with it to drive our business forward and our member experience. So definitely check that out. Shameless plug. And it's out in Florida, so it's hard to beat.
Exactly. I'm going to be there, so I'll see you again there. Yeah.
Okay.
So definitely, yeah. And I like the use cases format as well, because when you have the credit unions telling their story, that's good stuff for sure.
Absolutely.
All right, Steph, anything else?
I think that's it, Mike. Thanks for letting me pop in.
You're welcome. And good job up there on the panel. Well
Thank
done.
You.
A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. This episode is sponsored by the On with Origins podcast. Learn how crediting experts conquer today's toughest challenges while driving measurable results.